Discover your community, your world, and your universe with Earth Sky on WSCS 90.9 in New London.
Thank you. It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for tuning in. Happy solstice and merry holidays. Not going to play a whole lot of holiday music today, but I am going to play some. And so I'm going to start off with a segment called What's in the Box. It's got to be a box set of records that I have found at a thrift shop. And indeed, this is a box set of some gorgeous red vinyl 7-inch singles on the RCA Victor label. Not a whole lot of information with it other than it is Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting. And I would say this was released back in the 1950s. I haven't actually heard this version before, so let's check out What's in the Box. I'm playing records with more snap, crackle, and pop than Rice Krispies. That was the Nutcracker Suite as performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting from a 45 box set released on the RCA Victor label. I'd say let's get some groovy music in here. The curtain closed.
kukla, kukla mu. Opa, opa, kukla mu. Opa, kukla, kukla mu. Opa, opa, kukla mu. Opa, kukla, kukla, mu.
We'll be right back.
Oh my, look out the window. The snowflakes are dancing. Which means I've got to dig into my archive and get that album by Tomita out so I can play some of that. Well, that was Howard Wales and Jerry Garcia from their 1972 LP, Hooter Roll, with a question mark. An album that featured John Kahn on bass, Curly Cook on rhythm guitar, Bill Vitt on drums, and some other fantastic musicians. Before that, the Dave Pike set with Raga Swarma, Morocco and Opa Kalila, The News, a band from Connecticut with From the Moon, Oriental Sunshine all the way from Norway with Across Your Life. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're celebrating independent sounds from the early 1900s through the world of tomorrow. Now, if you'd like to get out and around and go listen to some live music at the Flying Goose Pub here in New London on Thursday the 19th, Harvey Reed will be performing his annual holiday concert. On January 23rd, Vance Gilbert. On February 13th, the venerable David Mallet. For more information, visit flyinggoose.com. I'm really tempted to pronounce that Mallet. Now, he's a guy who's, I've had his album since way back in the day. At any rate, at the Sunapee Community Coffee House on Friday the 20th, Kathy Lowe, that's going to be absolutely wonderful. Coming up in January, on January 10th, John Fusick, and on the 17th of January, Neptune's Car. For more information, visit sunapeecoffeehouse.org. Now, up in White River Junction at the Tupelo Music Hall, on the 28th, Stephen Kellogg and Brooks Hubbard will be performing. You can visit TupeloHallVermont.com. On January 3rd, New Hampshire's own John Perrault will be performing at the First Friday Coffee House in Exeter at the Parish Hall at the First Unitarian Universalist Society. For more information, visit ExeterUU, that's the letters UU, .org, and Chris Smithers is going to be performing in Peterborough on January 18th. For more information, visit pfmsconcerts.org. Also down in Concord at the Capital Center for the Arts, in what is sure to be an overpriced performance on January 18th, Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt will be performing. You can visit ccanh.com. Well, I have a little segment that I like to do occasionally on the Radio Thrift Shop called Drop the Needle. It's going to feature music that I find at a thrift shop. It's something that I must never have heard before, and I'm going to play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how terrible or how wonderful it is. Now, this album is released on the budget Ranwood Records label from Los Angeles, California. I love the inner sleeve, which is an ad for Ranwood, the ultimate in stereo recording. You can send 25 cents for the latest catalog. Of course, this was back in the day, and it says, cut out, place an envelope, and mail with your quarter to Ranwood Records, Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. Anyways, this album is called Quentin's Theme from the TV show Dark Shadows. Now, come on, you know you've heard of it. And it's by the Charles Randolph Green, G-R-E-A-N, Sound, S-O-U-N-D-E. Wow. Going to play the first cut on side two called Sunset from the Grand Canyon Suite. Let's drop the needle on the Charles Randolph Green Sound. Thank you. I would love to hear this on Reel to Reel. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Mussolini won from the emperor. Senior appeal to the League for Peace. Mussolini actions were like a beast, a villain, a thief, a highway robber, and a shameless dog for a dictator. Crossed the border and had it more. The emperor had no intentions for war. That man I call a criminal. The man destroyed churches and hospitals. Said expansion he really needed. He have 45 million heads to feed. Why he don't attack the Japanese? England, France, oh hang on Germany. Man want to kill King Haile Selassie, to enslave his territory. They began to cry for food and water in that burning desert of Africa. Diamond, ruby and pearl, platinum, silver and even gold. I don't know why the man making so much strife, and I believe he want Haile Selassie wife. If he want gold as a dictator, try in the Marara, Venezuela, Rock, Canada, Austria, Hunger, or else in America.
Thank you.
Dick Walter with Sailing Dream. Before that, we heard The Growling Tiger. Now, The Growling Tiger was Neville Marcano. He was a Trinidadian musician who was born in 1916. And the track we heard, which is Gold in Africa, was released on a 78 back in the late 1930s. And he recorded as late as 1979, I believe, his last album called Knockdown Calypsos, which was released by Rounder Records. Again, The Growling Tiger, great stuff, Gold in Africa. Before that, Red Arrow and the Braves with the Red Skin Rumble, Jack Tucker with Crazy Do, Bernard Benoit, and Luton Nas. Bernard Benoit is one of the premier guitarists in the world. Absolutely amazing, totally unknown in the United States, or virtually unknown anyway, perhaps better known in his native France, somewhat known in Canada and parts of Europe. We started that set off with Sabikas and Joe Beck and Zambra. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. It's analog culture for a digital world. Got a few more minutes in the show. I'm going to play some music from Kenny Burrell's debut LP from 1956. This is the track Delilah. Thank you. Well, you've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, a show that I'm not going to try to explain anymore. Although music is the universal language, on Radio Thrift Shop, we embrace all forms of music and creative expression from the past 100 plus years of recorded sound. Well, the holidays are coming, and I do wish you a wonderful solstice, Christmas, Festivus, and New Year season. I'll be back next week with another edition of the Thrift Shop. Until then, remember, you don't need to cozy up to the electronic campfire. Walk away from the screen and read a book. Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow. Now you're just being silly.